Welcome, welcome. Today's topic, Big Ass Action, the monthly planning and assessment call. So now we're planning and assessing for action. Right? I'm Coach Julie, Coach Heather's in the Q&A in the chat and here with us. And I just want to introduce myself for those of you who don't know me. I'm a certified life and advanced certified weight loss coach, and I'm in process of becoming a certified sex coach. I work one-on-one primarily with No BS Women Weekly, and you are the women who work with me are clients that have, you know, the desire to have a more personal experience through the No BS one-on-one coaching experience program. So you can find me there. You can find me in Facebook and on Ask Coaches and on live calls like this one. So today you can use the chat feature. Let's just talk a little bit about the business end before I get going on the call. You can use the chat feature if you want to. The chat is located at the bottom of your screen on the right-hand side. Take a moment right now. Make sure that you've selected chatting to everyone. If you don't, Coach Heather and I will receive your wisdom and no one else will. So I think it's really important. Like, a lot of us think that we're just set to everyone all the time, but make sure you go check your settings. So this is a meeting style interactive call, which means you can be seen on video right now. Sort of like the opening credits of the Brady Bunch. So we encourage you to keep your video on because seeing each other really helps us connect as a community. But honestly, it's totally up to you. You can also turn your video on or off. And where you do that is at the bottom left-hand side of your screen. And you can click stop or start video to allow us to see you or not. You also can control what you see on the screen. So in the upper right-hand corner of the screen, you can affect your own view by selecting gallery view or speaker view. The speaker view will make me big on the screen, and the gallery view will allow you to see everyone in the same size small rectangle. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, everybody. So just so you know, later there will be an opportunity for some coaching to be chosen. You will want to raise your hand when it's time. So let me tell you how to do that. You go to the bottom of the screen. There is an icon that says reactions button. It is a smiley with a plus symbol. When you click on it, you're going to see two different options. The first one is emojis, and that's how you show love or celebrate something amazing that resonates with you. And the second part is raise your hand underneath the emojis. And that's used when it's time to get coached. I'll let you know when that is. And so I want you to all check right now. I don't see anybody. Terry has a hand raised. So if you'll lower your hand now, you can raise it when it is time for coaching. And here we go. Good morning. So we are talking about monthly planning and assessing as it relates to this course that we've been focused on for February, Big Ass Action. By the end of this call, it's my goal that you feel confident and you can keep into action going into your next month by assessing the wins and challenges from this month and then applying them to your monthly plan for March. So we are going to do a little bit of an intro into Big Ass Action for those of you who are just starting it. Big Ass Action has been our February focus for No BS this month. Your goal has been to spend the month thinking about what Big Ass Action looks like in your life. While we're wrapping up, if you just joined the membership, this course is extra. It's always there for you. Anytime you need to jumpstart with any of our self-paced workshops. So I just want you to know, if you are new, the No BS weight loss course on the website is your highest priority. This program builds on what you learned there. That is your foundational course. And as with everything in No BS, all of the coursework is completely self-paced. You are never behind. So if you haven't already, ladies, remember, the price of this call, if you're on here, you have to have done your doable plan and then really focus on that No BS weight loss course. So, all right. If you're listening to the podcast in replay, this is the time where you should go to the video replay if you're having a hard time finding the resources on the website. So I'm going to screen share with you right now, and we're going to dive in. So one moment. All right. So I want to remind you the ways to find the Big Ass Action course on the No BS website. Put my chat aside here. You go to self-study resources. And if it happens to be the month we're focusing on that course, you notice that right here, it says February focus. You can just click on the course there. But let's say it's next month and you want to do this course. You click on self-paced workshops. And then Big Ass Action is right here on the front. You can click get started if you want. So today we're working on the monthly assessment worksheet. So the important place to go there is self-study resources, helpful worksheets. It's all about helpful worksheets today. And you can see a lot of important No BS worksheets are here. We're going to spend time in this middle section, weekly and monthly assessment, on the monthly assessment. And that, I'm not going to click on it now because I have it open right here for you. Monthly assessment for February. This document is now fillable, which means that you can download it today and then use the fields. As you can see on my screen, so it turns purple. I could actually type there if I wanted to. If you use the habit tracker and the monthly plan, you're also going to want to have those handy. I want to remind you what they look like. That is the habit tracker. And that is the monthly plan. All right. So what we're going to do is we are going to fill out this top section of the monthly assessment for February. So I'm going to make this just a tiny bit smaller so you can see. This top section, everything above the keep, start, stop. That's what we're going to do next. So this is the worksheet we're doing, my monthly assessment for. We're doing it for February. You're going to have 10 minutes to fill out that top section. But before you do, I want to go over the rating system with you as a reminder of like that 1 through 4 rating. So 4, boom, I got it. 4 is like, boom, done. Like, that's mine. I'm the master at that. 3, well on my way, like super progress, still work to do, lot, amazing progress. 2, making good progress, like in awareness, figuring it out, still some work to do, but like in awareness. And then 1, lots of work to do, starting to think about it, like it's a high priority when it's a 1, but still you're in awareness, that beginning of awareness. So I want you to think about that. And I want to remind you to please stop on the page before the keep, start, stop portion of the assessment. And you have 10 minutes from now. Just a reminder, if you're here with us today, this is an interactive call where we can see you if you have your camera on. So if you do not want to be seen, please turn your camera off. That's in the lower left-hand corner of the screen, stop video. And we are doing the monthly assessment worksheet that you will find on the website under helpful worksheets. If you're looking for the worksheet that we're doing, you go to the website, click on self-study resources, helpful worksheets. It's in the middle of the page, monthly assessment. You still have about 6 minutes of worksheet time. You're doing the monthly assessment right now, that top two sections. And then we're going to talk about it. One last reminder, for the remaining 3 minutes, we're completing the top two sections of the monthly assessment. We're stopping right before we get to the keep, start, stop section. And you can find that, as Coach Heather has put in the chat, under the website and then self-study resources, helpful worksheets. There's a great question in the chat. So while we're finishing up the worksheet, I want to make sure that you know if you're new, you started mid-month, any number of days is okay, right? Here at Novias, whatever days you've done it, there's days to assess. So just use the data that you do have. If you have no data, if you haven't started doing that yet, you can just sit back and think about what your month was like. If you joined in February, that's a big ass action. So there's some reflecting you can do on that. Just about 2 more minutes. All right. Coach Heather just said it best. Numbers are neutral, people. Like, it doesn't matter. However many days you've done something, you can do your percentages based on that. So this is such a great moment to get to know how we're all thinking. So if you would, I'd love to ask you all to share one thing that you're proud of from this last month in the chat. And I saw a comment from one of our members who identifies as a perfectionist that said, it's not the end of the month yet, right? I actually went through this too for a minute when I was working on mine. It's like, that's okay to think that. And it's still okay to do this work based on the days that have happened in the month, right? Like, you're absolutely right. There is no harm in like pre-looking at it, even though we have a day or two left. So I love that you brought that up. It's so normal. My own brain did it too. And I don't want you to worry about it. Okay. So I saw, increased walking. Someone started journaling. Linda, yoga twice a week. Exercise data for Cindy, which is the first time since she joined No BS. Ooh, celebrated being authentic self, Susan. That's lovely. Wow, good. Increased exercise, lots of exercising because of the movement challenge. I love it. Heather said more sleep. Me too, Heather, more sleep. Me too. Michelle nailed her water. Stephanie, you planned every day. That's badass. Wow. I love it. Rowing class. Wow. And lots of people identifying with the perfectionist thinking about there's a couple more days. So ladies, like, I'm with you and it's awesome. And we can add in our last couple days if we want to at the end. No issue there. All right. Good job. Thank you so much for sharing. I love seeing all the things you guys are doing. So, all right. Let's talk about, so if you notice, we're slipping between our regular monthly work and the Big Ass Action course, right? So now we're going to slip back into Big Ass Action, and we're going to focus on the Big Ass Action Guide, pages 17 through 19. And that is all about roadblocks to action. And the reason we're doing that is to connect that in to the keep, start, stop section at the bottom of our monthly assessment. So just wanted you to know where we're headed with this. So let me share my screen with you again. We are going to be looking at pages 17 through 19. Of the Big Ass Action Guide, Roadblocks to Action. We want to talk about these roadblocks, do a quick review of them. And then while we're doing that review, I want to ask that you make a note where these might come into effect in your life, places that you could see how they affect you taking action, starting action, or stopping action, because you're going to use these in that section on the monthly assessment next. So, all right, let's dive in. We're going to review them. I'm going to share a few with you. If Coach Heather wants to share any of hers, that would be awesome. And let's just dive in a bit. So there are 8 primary roadblocks to action. The first one is you make your goal too important or not important enough. What does that mean? Right? It's when your goal is the be-all end-all, when you have to reach it 100%, or there's no progress, success, there's no celebration, or you're kind of like, meh, I probably can't do it anyway. So like, why bother? It's that making it so important that you just, it's like overwhelmingly the thing you focus on instead of noticing all the other things you're doing as well on the way to that goal. So the second roadblock is that you need to feel like it to do the things you plan to do, which honestly, this is just, you're going to like, I know I don't swear like the Corinne, but you're going to hear me swear like the Corinne a little more on this call, because this is just the biggest bullshit, right? There are a million things in life that we don't want to do that we do automatically. And then like when it comes to weight loss, we're like, I don't feel like doing whatever the thing is. It's like pooping, vacuuming, like literally any sort of cleaning type related situation. Right? Those are mine. But I just go poop. I don't think about like, I don't feel like it. I don't want to pee. Shoot. I think I'll just go right here while we're on this call. Right? We literally have so many things that we do on automatic that we don't even think about feeling like. So I just want you to remember those. You could make your own list if you wanted to, of all the things you do in your life that you don't feel like doing, and then apply that to you now, right? I really want you to think about that one. All right, the third one, minimizing the importance of today. What does that mean? It's like looking too far ahead. You're only looking at your end goal and you're forgetting that each day adds up to your end goal, right? I talked about this on my last call. Like I treat each day individually. I just am working on my next pound on the next day, the next decision, the next everything. You don't want to get so far out that you lose sight of where you're at right this minute. So minimizing the importance of today. The fourth is focusing on your fears instead of your whys. Let's be real. You're worrying, right? The goal is to focus on your thinking and like evaluate your thinking to empower you to change your thinking instead of focusing on the result of your thoughts, which is fear, right? That's all it is. Make a list. Well, so first, what's in your control? What's not in your control at all? The things that are not in your control, they gotta go. That's fine. But what's in your control? And then how much of it is in your control? Like, is it partially in your control? Is it completely in your control? For each of those things, make a sublist. Like, of your big main topic, these 5 things are in my control. These 2 are not. Ignore the 2. Of the 5 things, what are you willing to do right now? Right? Break it down into little micro. All right. The 5th one is what-ifing yourself to death. This is the biggest waste of time, people. Like, what if, who cares? Make your next best decision. And if what if comes to fruition, fine. You'll make your next best decision after that, right? Ask yourself, what else is possible? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? I can't even tell you how many times I ask myself that question. Like, dozens of times a day, my brain goes, buh, 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 and then I go, and what if you're wrong? What if you do succeed? What if it does work? I want you to remember that each one of these, I probably should have said to you, has like a list of potential solutions that you can use. We're not going over every solution right now, but we're talking about some of them. So the sixth one is obsessing over what you can't do or haven't done in the past. And I'm here to tell you right now, the past is literally an indicator of what you did in the past. That is it. It is no reflection on anything in the future. It is like that circumstances of the past, you thought, felt, and did that thing. It has nothing to do with this moment. You always have agency over yourself. It's really important that you realize that your successes and failures of the past, your success gets to inspire you. Failures, gotta go. So that's what I did then. Doesn't matter now. All right. The seventh, swearing you don't know what to do when in reality you're scared if it won't work. This one is so big, right? Oh, man. You practice telling yourself you don't know what to do, but you do know. You're just afraid. It's cool, right? Like, this is my life's motto. My life's motto. Feel the fear and do it anyway. You're just afraid. What if there were nothing wrong with being afraid? Just imagine what that would be like. Just want you to think about that. You do know what to do. Never tell yourself you don't. Remind yourself, I'll figure it out. I'm learning how to. Right? This is where all those thought switching ideas come into play. The last of the eight roadblocks is lack of energy. And I want to tell you, this one is also just complete and total bullshit, right? Like, generate energy. How do you do that? Get more water, get more rest. I think one of our downfalls as Nubius women is we think we need to generate energy for a lifetime. It's like, no, I just need to generate the energy for this moment, right? Tomorrow, I can generate the energy for tomorrow. Today, I'm responsible for generating my energy for today. So do things that create energy for yourself. All right, those are the eight roadblocks that we face, right? I want you to share a roadblock that you noticed and what you're going to do about it. And Coach Heather, I don't know if you are interested in or want to come on and share one of yours, but I'm sure we'd all love to hear one if you are open to it. You could give me a thumbs up if you want to. She's not thumbs upping. Okay, that's fine. All right, let's look at the chat. So what roadblocks did you notice? How much? Kate says how much she says she's tired. She's getting in the habit of creating energy. That's good. What else? What roadblock did you notice resonated with you, and what do you want to do about it? I just saw a couple feel the fears. What ifs? Michelle, obsessing over your past and changing your mindset. Good. So good, you guys. Right, this is sort of new because we hang on to these roadblocks. Why? Because they keep us in inaction. Right? It's what our habit. Someone else said minimizing the importance of today and fear. Good. One step at a time. Awesome. You guys got it. Really? You got it. So, time to go back to the monthly assessment worksheet. This is where you take those roadblocks to action and the solutions you're coming up with, and you go to that bottom section of the monthly assessment worksheet, the keep, stop, start section. And I want you to fill that out with those roadblocks in mind. So what did you do this month that you truly want to keep? It's like, yeah, that's working for me. What did you do that simply wasn't working for you? It's a roadblock to achieving your goal. And you just want to stop it all together. And what are you excited about starting? What do you want to try? What are you curious about? So I'm going to give you 10 minutes to finish that section, the keep, start, stop. And we'll watch the clock. If everybody's done sooner than 10 minutes, we'll stop at 8. So monthly assessment worksheet, the bottom section, keep, start, stop. That's where you're at for like 8 to 10 minutes. And then we're going to do some coaching. Coach Heather said something really important. Make data-driven decisions, right? This is not about emotion. This is literally using the data above, as well as your awareness about how you use the roadblocks against your success, to finish out this keep, start, stop. And we're going to talk about how you apply that to your next month's plan. Coach Heather mentioned something that I want to mention to you. This sheet just has these little tiny lines, right? So you can't get it all in right here. So remember to be super specific for the things that you want to keep and the things that you want to start, right? Like every single detail. I'm going to show you mine later, the one on the actual sheet, and then what I did for my monthly plan. And all the detail. All right, I think we'll go 2 more minutes. We are completing the My Monthly Assessment. The bottom section, Keep, Start, Stop. All right, let's just take a peek at mine so far. So I have done mine by hand. I haven't filled out the middle section yet. I'm waiting for the 2 days to go by, but I want you to see like what I can fit on the page versus what I actually, the work I have done on these. So let's focus on my keep, start, stop. So I want to keep doing the daily do goals, and I personally write them on the daily plan. So they literally are different every single day in the goal section on my plan. I started journaling 2 times a day on January 1st, and I do it at 6 a.m. and at 8 p.m., and I have an alarm that goes off on my phone. Upping the greens is something that I've been talking about it a lot in the membership because of my surgeries last year and my doctor recommending like more and more and more greens. So I have a lot of details around that, right? Like I am adding them in at lunch in a way that I don't always have them. I'm literally buying, prepping, cleaning, peeling, dicing, all of that on my day off so that I have that ready. So it's that like what, when, how kind of behavior, right? I'm telling myself, this is important to me. If it's ready, I'll grab it. And for dinner, going from better to best, I've added 50% more times at dinner, and I made a list of what does better to best mean. It means for me, the portion of carb is reduced on the plate. The portion of vegetable is increased on the plate. And you see how the vegetable increase also ties into the keep because I've been upping my greens based on my gastrointestinal specialist recommendations. Outdoor movement. I have on my details here, increase that by 50% because it's been winter here. I still have snow on the ground. Increase that by 50%. What does that mean? On my administrative day and on my 2 days off, I am doing outdoor exercise. And then I am making sure that when I take the dog, like we do a big walk around the property so that I truly am outdoors in exercise 50% more. I have the day, like the days I'm doing it. I know for sure I'm doing it in the middle of the day because it's still very cold here, right? I want to be in the highest level of sun. So I've got that detail. You really want to get as specific as you can, but the worksheet itself doesn't lend the space for that. But so I can provide my own detail. So let's stop sharing. I would love to coach someone on their assessment and what comes up for them as they do it here, as they did it here, excuse me. So if you want to raise your hand and work on your assessment with me, I would be excited to do that with you. Wendy, first hand up. Thank you, Heather. Yes, go to the reactions and raise hand. Wendy found that super fast. I am going to Wendy. Hi. One second. I've got to get you to unmute. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
That was crazy.
What was crazy?
That I was like, oh, I'll just click it and see if I'm like number two or three, maybe.
You are fast asking, lady. And so you are right here. So what came up for you on your assessment?
So I am currently working on your call from the ABC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us that, like, I'm only doing the first step where, like, I'm getting the urge and I'm making myself do those things. Mm-hmm. That has been a game changer for me. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And so as far as like my do goals, those are like right in there because I feel like it's working and it's slowing me down enough. I've gone from probably 80% of the time just eating it to maybe 50-50. So that's been really good.
Great.
As far as my percentages go, I'm doing really well with making, assessing, water, sleep.
Okay.
20 minutes a day. And so the other things that I am not so good at, I find myself wanting to put my A game, but I think after your call last week that I probably just need to maybe increase it by like 10% or something.
Well, so first let's reframe that, right? Like the things I'm not so good at. It's like, so what rating did those things get and what could we call it instead?
For following my plan, I've only been doing that 35% of the time.
Okay.
And I'm thinking after listening to your call that I should probably increase it to like 45% for this.
Well, that's a great idea. So what does that say about you? Are you not good at it or what else is possible?
No, it's literally just data and I'm doing it 35% of the time. And I do tend to like negate what I'm doing well. I will say that has been something I've been actively working on also.
So let's say you want to follow your plan 10% more.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do?
I am going to take more time when I'm planning it. I think the days that I don't follow it, it's days I'm like, God, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Okay, so you're going to take some time in planning to be thoughtful about making it doable?
Right. Or just more complete is kind of the way I think of it because I feel okay. Like I don't know. Like in the morning, sometimes when I'm doing it, I'm maybe not thinking of my whole day. So maybe I need to like pull up my calendar like when I'm looking at it because usually I'm just writing like the same-ish, five-ish things that I kind of eat throughout the week.
Wendy, I think you're bringing up a good point that I just want to call out that like so often we kind of rush through the plan and just throw something on there. I have even in the history of planning been known to plan something that isn't even in my fridge.
Yes.
Would you mind leaning closer into your camera and so that we can hear you just a little bit better?
Yes, that's 100% what I do sometimes too. I have been known to do that.
Thank you so much. So I think it's really important what you're saying, and I want everyone to hear you. You are literally saying, I want to put more thought into the planning, so then I want to follow my plan so I can increase the amount of times I follow my plan. That is a great strategy. So when are you going to do this thoughtful planning?
So I assess the night before because I like to go to bed feeling good because I found that I wasn't necessarily going to bed feeling good. And then the next day I'd be like, oh, well, I actually did kind of rock t yesterday. So maybe I could look at my calendar when I'm assessing because I just have more time because it's in the evening. Maybe I could just write down the next day, like if there's a, like on that blank, that little side before, like right next to the breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, I could like write down if there's like something in my calendar that I need to accommodate for in my plan.
Okay. And so you're going to do that calendar checking in the evening, and you're doing your plan in the morning still, or you're doing your plan in the evening? Okay, morning.
I do it in the morning. I wake up early so that I can stretch and do abs. And then I'm trying to build a morning routine into my day. And so I'm to the point where I'm like stretching and doing abs. And my plan, like feeding my cats, I take my dog for a quick walk and before I shower. So like I'm just trying to be a more, morning focused person to get some stuff done. And so I prefer to do it in the morning.
So, what questions are you going to ask yourself to make your plan more doable so that you then want to follow your plan?
When I've assessed the days that I follow my plan, the reason, because it says, why did you follow it? Whatever, why or why not did you follow it? It's always like, because I fucking planned it so well. Like, I'm getting better and better at planning. And
So
so,
more doably, you mean?
right, like, I'm more complete, more comprehensive. So, have I considered my entire day, right? Like that might be a good way to kind of, because I tend to be negative to myself or be like, you know what to do. Why aren't you doing it? So like, have you considered your entire day? Like that might be like a second check of it or something.
Yeah, what do I want to eat today? What do I have available to eat today? Right? Like I was just talking about planning when the food wasn't even in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, how do I want to show up today? How do I want to support my long-term goal today with my planning?
Yeah. I like that. That's good. Okay.
When I look back at, and when I'm assessing my day, what choice am I going to be proud of?
Yeah, I that yeah, actually that what choices am I going to be proud of? That kind of resonates pretty well with me, actually, because I do like to go to bed feeling proud of what I did.
So good. And I want to encourage you that 10% increase, so doable, right? So often, we say, oh, my follow plan is 35%. I want it to be 90. Well, I want it to be 92 as well. But, some steps to get there.
Yeah, and it was interesting when I was doing my planner thingy where it's like, like what how many days are you going to assess and follow your plan like in the week? I want to put 7 for assessing and planning, yes, but for following I want to put 7 so bad. But I feel like that's definitely an A thing that I'm just going to feel disappointed.
Right. Well, you don't have to feel disappointed, right? Because that's your thought, but you could decide, like, I'm on my way to that. I'm doing five, and then for this month I'm doing six, and for this month I'm doing seven. Right? Like gradual. So good, you have the details of the steps you want to take to follow your plan. Great job. Good job. Well, I want to hear you work on that. Find me in Facebook or in Ask Coaches if you want to report your data after March.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Sandra, you'll tell me. Hi. I'm asking you to unmute.
Okay, I'm there.
Hi.
Oh, look at that big picture. I should have combed my hair.
Oh, you are not alone, sister. We all do that.
Looks like this is what a real woman looks like. Okay.
You got it. I look like that, like on a lot of days. Exactly. Everybody emoji up. Is it Sandra or Sandra?
I go by Sandy.
Sandy. Nice to meet you, Sandy.
My mother calls me Sandra when I'm in trouble.
It's okay. Well, I don't want to do that.
So I just have a quick, I guess, advice thing I need. I've started for a week. It's my first week. I have 75 pounds to go. But this week, I did work on my sleep routine, my planning, and eating when hungry. So I'm going to keep that. What I want to start doing is taking better care of like maybe a day of 15 minutes of walking, the next day, like a YouTube video, just something to get start moving, you know. And then I want to start taking care of myself because my doctor told me I need more magnesium. So I want to take some time for myself to do some Epsom salt baths.
Okay.
No, so that's, but my big thing I have trouble with, I am a people pleaser and I'm glad Corinne's not on this call because she kicked my butt, but I need confidence on, I guess advice on which podcast, if y'all know of one for me to listen to. I'm a people pleaser. I'm like, acknowledge me, accept me, love me, like me, you know, and I give in to peer pressure. When we go out to dinner and there's some friends that are like, oh, come on, you're obsessed. Have another margarita. And I know they're wrong. I know, but I'm like in the moment, I struggle with that. So if there's some kind of podcast or some worksheet, because I don't know, it's so much, I don't know where to start. So,
well, first of all, the important thing is that you're so welcome, right? Like, when did you start?
I started Monday.
Here's the thing, Sandy. Welcome. Yes, exactly. But I want to caution you, you're going to want to go everywhere, right? I want you to do the No BS weight loss course. It is the primary focus. And what you're going to learn about is how to think on purpose, and those thoughts cause your feelings, and your feelings cause you to do things, and the doing is in support of your long-term goals. I'm not going to go into it any further because you need to, that course is so foundational. It's going to teach you how to prioritize your own thinking. Right now, you're really focused on them, the words they're saying, and the No BS course module 2 is going to teach you how to think on purpose, how to decide how you want to think. Don't skip ahead. Module 1 is not that long. You're going to get there, right? Okay. And so I want you to know that course is going to answer those questions for you. And then when you're ready, I want you to go into Ask Coaches to ask for podcast episodes for your very specific needs. Because obviously on a call, I can't really look those up for you right this minute, but I want you to have them, but I want you to not distract yourself going down a rabbit hole of any one specific situation, because the course is going to address some of that for you. And then this course, there is a section on perfectionism. There, in numerous courses, we have sections on people pleasing. But you need to create that foundation to build the skyscraper of you. And the foundation is created by completing the No BS weight loss course.
Okay. I'm still on number 1. I think I'm on module 7 or something like that. But the thing is, I don't want to be a party pooper. And I don't like when attention, like when we're all together and attention's brought to me, not having another drink or not eating the dessert, you know what I mean? And so it's like,
you have a lot of thoughts about how other people show up and what they say, right? That's all that's happening. And you haven't learned or received all the tools, right? Heather has posted you a long list in the chat of very specific, like how to prioritize yourself. That is amazing. And the chat will be available in the replay of this call. But really, I want you to focus on the No BS weight loss course, because I want you to trust that when you learn how to think on purpose, you learn how to choose how you think and how you feel and what you do. It empowers you to not focus so much on what someone else is saying and doing, And like every facet of what she wrote in the chat for you here is like super important. And I think your no BS weight loss course is going to be your huge priority.
Well, I thank you. And I hope I didn't take up too much time with
you're it, fine.
Probably everybody's like past that. And I'm like being a newbie starting.
So. You're fine. Thank you so much. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So a couple of things. Let's wrap up this call. But someone asked for me to re-establish what the four rating system was. So as you know, on the sheet itself, it says number one, need significant improvement. Number four, I killed it. So remember, number four is like, boom, I got it. Number one is like, I got lots to do still. Two, I'm making progress. I'm in awareness, but I have a lot more to do, but I see progress. Three is like, yes, I am well on my way there. Like I'm seeing it. It's clear. I think that's like really important for you to realize that distinction. So, all right. The next step with all of the work that we just did together is starting to place all of this into your monthly plan in your planner. I want you to clean out your brain and anything that'll get in the way of this coming month. It might be your beliefs or your thoughts or something specific, right? Your brain needs to get its worries, all the insecurities, your concerns out so you can actually do the things you plan to keep, start, and stop. You can literally take that keep, start, stop section, have it sitting right next to your monthly plan, and use it to populate your monthly plan. Okay? So if you are noticing that you have a lot of shit that's getting in your way, I want to encourage you to go to that same self-paced resources and the worksheets and do the creating a new belief worksheet, which is on that helpful worksheets page that we already went to. Make sure you think about like the no BS materials that you're going to use this month to accomplish your goals. Next month is self-love, right? Loving the process. That's going to be the focus. Falling in love with losing weight. We forget, like, this is fun. We're learning about ourselves. We're growing as people. Right? It's really important to just kind of like embrace that. If you are all in on the movement challenge, then mark your calendar for next week's Q&A with Corinne on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central. It's going to be all about Don't Stop Believing in June, which is our big movement like extravaganza. When you write your weekly plan, I want you to be tactical about your engagement with no BS. What does that mean? Decide how many calls you want to do. Are you going to do them live? Are you doing replays? Exactly which ones do you want to do that week? And ensure that you can create reminders on your calendar, go to the training calendar, make sure you got the dates and times, like get yourself set up. And remember, the newsletter comes out on Sunday, so you can use that as support in planning your week as well. Right? I want to thank you all for being here. So amazing. Thank you so much. Right? Really, it's all about you deciding on purpose how you want to show up. And that is the pre-planning that we're doing right now so that you show up with intention every day. Lots of love to you all. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.